So the Gemara we learned last week on Daf Tazamud Beis says as follows: Tana Rabbanan, Mitisnas Achicha Bovavecha. The pasuk says, "You should not hate your brother in your heart." Yochol lo yakenu lo yistarenu v'loy yikalalenu. I might think that the pasuk is telling me that you shouldn't hit him, or slap him, or curse him. Talmud Lomer Bovavecha. Sino shabalev hakasim izal. The pasuk is speaking about hate that you harbor in your heart. Rashi here in Erchin relates this halacha to the end of the pasuk. The pasuk finishes hoychech techeh hitamitzecha, and the Gemara continues on with the halachas of toychocha that we must tell a person. And give him Musar if we see him doing an Avera, or as other Gemara say, even if we see in him a bad trait, we have to tell him. And Rashi says, Yochol lo yakenu al dvar teichocha. The Gemara which says Yochol lo yakenu would be on a dvar teichocha. And that we have to understand, what is the Gemara continue the Laisisnos Achichu Vavecha? And the Mepharshim explain that means that although the person has done an Avera, and we must, and a person must give him teichacha, so he could even hit him when it comes to teichacha, and he could even curse him when it comes to teichacha, but he may not hate him in his heart. And the Mepharshim asks that we see in the Gemara says regarding the pasuk of kiyeh chamor seinacha. If we in the last parsha, if we see your enemies Chamor falling, you must hug him, tuck him, imoy. And the Gemara asks, how is it possible that a person has an enemy? It says, like this, you're not allowed to have an enemy. Now the Gemara comes out in the end that it must be that we've seen him do an Avera. So if so, the Gemara says that if we see a person do an Avera, it's a mitzvah to hate, like we have a different psukim from Tilum and Mishle and Sanachem Esna, people who do Averas. The din of Lasisa Chikba Vavecha is Bachicha, Isamaisa Amcha, but a Rasha, it's a mitzvah to hate. So, here where we're talking about Rechocha, why does the Gemara say, according to Rashi, when we're coming to give him Rechocha, still, you're not allowed to hate him? So the Mepharshim explain that here either it's speaking about someone who wasn't a Baal Aver, he wasn't a Rasha. But he did something which either he did an Avera B'Shogeg, or he did something which wasn't up to par for his level, and in such halacha, or he was one who would accept the Teichacha, and therefore it's no mitzvah to hate him. Not only that, although we're allowed to be Merchiach him until Hakah, in other words, if he refuses to accept the Teichacha, we may even hit him. However, one may not harbor hate in his heart towards him. However, the other Mepharshim, the Chim Sefer HaChinuch, and the Rambam on one side, and the Ramban and the Torah, and the Shiltas, and all the way, explain this Gemara that it's not speaking about Haychacha, but in general, it's the general Avera that one may not hate a fellow Jew. But there's a Machlokes, how to read this Gemara. The simple translation, as we read it before, goes as follows. The next Pshat of the Rambam. L'Tisnes Achicha B'Hovecha. In other words, that the Avera is not to hit him. Talmud Lomer B'Vavecha. Sin of B'Leiv HaKosim Medaber. And the Torah's Kohenim, who this is quoted from, the gives is slightly different. It says, Lo Yamarti Ela Sin of B'Leiv. And from there, the Rambam deduces that the Isser of L'Tisna Sachicha B'Vavecha is only hate which is harbored in one's heart. However, if a person tells his friend that he hates him, then this Avera of Lasisna Machicha Bovecha is not transgressed. Dafka hate which is harbored in one heart. But if it manifests himself in hitting or slapping, or even if it manifests himself by him telling his friend that he does not that he hates him, then there is no Isser of Lasisna Machicha Bovecha. Like the Rambam in the Chinuch points out, it's not mutter to hate another person. There are other averis which one transgresses. He's over on the mitzvah of a hafta or echa komoicha, and he's over the Isser of Loisika and Veloisika, which we'll see, which may be in any case. So it's, the Isser is not just taking revenge, but the hate which brings the revenge. However, this Isser, which is brought in the Torah of Loisika and Tzachika B'Bavecha, that is specifically said by Sinabalei. Now, the Mepharshim says, why is it that the Torah prohibited Dafka Sinah B'Lev, and not Sinah that manifests himself clearly, or if he was Moideim, seemingly the hatred which is brought out, which a person brings out, and he tells the person he hates him, or he hits him, or he curses him, should seemingly be worse than the sinner which is harbored in his heart. So there are a few pirushim in why the sinner should believe is worse. The Sefer HaChinuch says as follows. In Mitzvah Resh HaMichas, he says, Shalai lisnoi tinnis halev echem Yisrael. Yisrael is not to hate a fellow Jew in his heart. Shenem lo yisisa tachicha bovavecha. The Lashon Sifra, the Torah's Kohen we quoted before, Loyamati Ella Sinner Shehi Belev. This Isser is only speaking about sinner which is in the heart. Ukamoy came to Erechen, our Gemara, Besinner Shebelev Echas Medaber. Avo Kishayara Loy Sinner, Viyadua Shehu Soinai, Eno Ever Alzalav. If he shows him his hatred, and it's known to the person, to the object of the hatred that he's hated, this love is not over. Omnon, who ever Aloy Sikum, Boy Sikar, like we said, he still has an avera for hating him, but this Isser of Loisisna L'chichu B'Vecha not. Why? Sinner which is harbored in one's heart is worse than other sinners, and that's why the Torah gave an extra Isser. And the Lashon Rambam is as well, Avol sinas halev who hate chazik yoytzer min hakol. To hate someone in his heart is worse. It's worse than hatred that one brought out. It's worse to hate someone in his heart. And the Rambam says also in the that's in Sefer Mitzvot, and the Rambam the Halacha says that v'lo hisira tari el sinas shabalev. So the Mepharshim bring two basic pshatim in why sinas shabalev is worse. The Chofetz Chaim says that the problem, the Chofetz Chaim says in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, he says the problem is that a person who does not know that he has an enemy doesn't know to be aware from him. That means that a person can be in a lot of trouble if he has a hidden sinner. He might tell him the secrets, or he might do something which will cause the person to take revenge on him. And therefore, the Lashon Chacham Chaim is that Af shegov v'sinos ad shapot l'chutz al kol padim yedah chaveru eich lishomer mimenu. A person will know how to beware from the person who hates him. Avol b'sinu shebelev af deloy polta adayin sinos l'chutz, even though it has a man of himself openly, mikol mocham yutchol lisnoitet mizeh dover shegaruah yoshul chaveru. But the hidden hatred can hold him to something worse. Here, this person's plotting and scheming against him and hating him in his heart. A person won't know how to beware. Therefore, the Torah specifically made an Isser on sinner shebelev. There are other Mepharshim who say that the problem of the sinner shebelev is brought from other Svarim, Sefer Yad HaKatana, and other Svarim, it says as follows. Ikra sinas halev kishe'enu madiyo mara sinu klal. The sinas halev which you're talking about is where it does not show it at all. Ki im matmin umachas oi belibo. He hides it and he covers it in his heart. Asher mi bilti afshori liyus is nichba mi libo klal. It will burn, it will never be extinguished. It burns in his heart. A person who has the hatred in his heart, it's always burning hot. The Hebrew eris be'esh be'kirbay. It's burning like a fire in the hainim. V'asinu misgaberes ma'od ma'od ash yamel chay chaveron. A person who does not vent his hatred and he keeps it in his heart, as we know, right? It builds up and it builds up and it could explode till many terrible things can happen. So therefore, once a person lets it out and he shows the friend that he hates him, then the possibility is that it will abate. However, if he does not vent his anger and his hatred, then it builds up and it builds up and it can be more and more difficult. However, there's another possibility when we talk about the difference between Sinish Belev, the harboring the Sinish Belev. And that will relate to the other Purushim we have in the Gemara also. And that is, when we talk about Sinah, when we talk about the Isser of Sinah, the Sinah goes into the list of the different mitzvahs which are seemingly emotional mitzvahs. Mitzvahs which are mitzvahs on a person's emotion. Now, the fact could be argued, however, I'll say it as a general rule in most of the Rishonim and most of the Svarim, say that the Torah, there are no mitzvahs in the Torah which are totally mitzvahs, which are given to the emotion. In other words, all the mitzvahs which you have, which we'll see, we'll give a list, like Ahavas Hashem, or which a person must love Hashem, or Simchas Yontev, a person must be happy in Yontev, v'samachta b'chagecha, or negative mitzvahs, Loisisna, you should not, or even Yiras Hashem, or Avas Reyim. All these things are things which were given to the emotions. In other words, a person must love, a person must not hate, a person must love Hashem, a person must fear Hashem. And we find in the Rambam and other Rishonim that all these mitzvahs, when we talk about the actual act of the mitzvah, although it can definitely be argued that the idea behind the mitzvah is truly the love that we have to Hashem and the love we have for our fellow man. However, the Maisa Mitzvah, or the Mitzvah that we are commanded, what we must do, has to be one of two things. Either a positive action, like we find in Avos Hashem, the positive action is for a person to give up his life on Kiddush Hashem. Avos Hashem. Or, in other places, like the Rambam says in the B'Hakdoma, the Mitzvah of Avos Hashem requires a person that he should do things that bring to Avos Hashem, like the Ram says, learning about the Rabban Shalom and understanding and thinking about it, which all these things, is also Marach, and if a person realizes the great things that Rabban Shalom does and the greatness of him, it will bring to the love of Hashem, and it will also bring to the year of Hashem. And so, therefore, it's one of two things. Either two, it manifests itself in an actual halacha, like something which would be a manifestation of the love, like giving up one's life on Kiddush Hashem, or it is a mitzvah which requires us to do things which will bring to that emotion, or, in other cases, which will prohibit us from doing things which take away from that emotion. Rishonim even speak about the Isser. There's an Isser in the Torah, according to many Rishonim, to forget the Torah. So for a person to forget what he learns. And there too, many Mufarshim ask, that how can we command a person that's not within his powers, whether he forgets or whether he not forgets. And there too, the Rishonim say that either the Isser is to like the famous Shita of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, to learn in a fashion which is impossible to remember, or to do things which makes a person to forget. Like we know there are many different Midas and many different Averis, or different hanogis which cause a person to forget Hashem or to forget the Torah. If a person brings in false deities into his heart, bad philosophies, that can cause a person to forget the Torah. Or there are all different things which can cause a person to forget. If he stops thinking about the Torah, he could forget it. Or if he doesn't review. So all these things, even though the idea of the mitzvah is that a person should remember the Torah, but the commandment is obviously something which we must do. It's not something we must feel. The Torah did not command a person's emotions. And therefore, the same thing can be true with the Isser of Lasisna Tachicha Bubavecha. We have to look for an Isser which the Torah commands us what to do. So now, if we were talking about not manifesting the Isser, so we'll say that the Isser of Lasisna was not to do things which either are a manifestation of hatred, like We see in Lashika, not lending a person something because you hate him, or hitting him because you hate him, or cursing him because you hate him. Or, on the other hand, it could be to do things which will bring on hatred, which we'll see in Gemara soon, that there are different things that we can't do because although the person doesn't hate him presently, however, doing this act could bring hatred. Or, a different possibility, is this din of L'sitzel Achicha Bol Vavecha. In other words, although a person cannot control whether he hates the person or not, but harboring the hatred, that is the iser that the Torah asser. That means that true, even if we do not, even if we not accept that hatred which is kept in is worse than hatred which is vented, and although even on the same level, or even maybe we'll see that we see many times, the opposite is true. Although we do see this many times when a person harbors his hatred inside his growth, other times we see, like the Gemara says, there's always kamayim apalim upon him. When a person hates someone and he vents his hatred, and the other person hates him back, and then he hates him again, and then it grows and it grows, and it becomes a feud, and the hatred grows. Therefore, it might not definitely be true that always a hatred which is harbored inside is more severe than that which is vented. However, the Torah was mitzvahs, don't harbor your hatred. That's an act. Although a person cannot control whether he hates the person or not, he could control whether he harbors it inside. And therefore, although what the Torah wants is we shouldn't hate a person, however, that is not always in a person's control. He can do things. He can do different things, like we said, different things which breed love and breed brotherhood. However, the actual iser, we have to have something which we can command the person to do. And what we can command the person to do is, although we may not be able to command them not to hate, but we can command them not to harbor his hatred in his heart. All this goes according to the Rami Shita, which seems to be anchored in the Torah's Koinim, which says, Le'amarti elasinu shebelev b'chlal. It says that the Isser is only on sinu shebelev, and for whatever reason, either it's because the sinner which is manifest is less chomer, it's not as severe, or that it's included in other averes, but a sinner which a person is already in the open that is not included in this iser which is said here. Like we said before, right, this doesn't say that it's mutter to hate a person openly, but it does not have the iser which is mentioned here in the Gemara L'sitz L'chicha Bol Vavecha. The Ramban Chumash, that's the way it seems in the Shiltas, in Parshas Vayeshev, Barucha, seems to say that the Isser of L'sitz L'chicha Bol Vavecha means it goes to tell me that actually sinna in the heart is worse, and therefore even Bol Vavecha, in other words, I might have thought that, like the Ramban said, Derech Hasoinu Mechatsan Lassim B'Livon, Hitzkara Kotsev B'Hoiva. The Torah spoke about the general case. However, surely when a person actually manifests his hatred outwardly, it's worse. and therefore the sinner includes not only outright open hatred, but it also includes hidden and hatred which a person harbors within his heart. Mm-hmm. But the Ramban also, like Rashi, relates this to the end of the pasuk of Achayet Tikkis Amisecho, and he also gives us a plan, and he says as follows: we give a person a plan. How is it possible that he should get the anger out of his heart? And that is Hachech Tachich HaSamisecha. Not after the mitzvah of Tachocha, which in the Torah is not there, but a person should speak out with a person what it is, why he's angry about him. In other words, the Torah said, don't hate the person, rather, Hachech Tachich HaSamisecha. Have it out with him. Go to the person and say, listen, you know what? I'm upset at you because you did this in the Saveira. Or I'm upset at you because you did something not nice to me. Or I'm upset at you because the way you act towards someone else. And therefore, this is here the person has a possibility to bring out and speak over with his friend exactly what it is that's bothering him. And he can bring out the hatred. He can bring out the hatred and deal with it. And with that way he can conquer the hatred. Because once they talk about it and they find out, and the other person finds out, he has a chance to apologize, or he could explain himself or rationalize what it was. And therefore, the idea of l'yisisa l'chizka b'levavecha means don't harbor in your heart. Of course, outwardly, if you outwardly manifest it, is worse. But if there's a way to manifest it outwardly that will which will enable you to conquer the hatred, and that is l'chizka l'chizka b'levecha. Speak it over with him. Talk it over with him. Tell him why it is. So therefore, once again, we have a positive commandment what to do about this system of Sechikah B'Vavecha. It's true, a person may not be totally in control of his emotions, whether he likes the person or dislikes the person, but he is in control of his actions. Therefore, try to analyze what it is. If you have a hatred against the person, analyze what it is that's causing you to hate him. And that will enable you to confront the person with this, and maybe we'll be able to deal with the hatred. So therefore, once again, we see that the Torah, according to Ramban, although the idea behind the Torah is that we should have brotherhood between men, and one should love another and not have hatred, but the commandment, the actual positive commandment, is to do something about it. And we have an do something that you should be able to deal with the hatred that you have in your heart. Still, the Ramban and the Shultis say clearly that the hatred is even when you have it in your heart, not only when you have it in your heart. And therefore, they read our Gemara as follows: Lachol, which says, I might think that the only iser is if you actually do something about it. In other words, the motion itself is not usher. It's only usher if you do something. Like other Rishonim say, like Sikhan. You'll see. Sikhan also is a machlokes Rishonim, whether a person is over on the iser of like Sikhan, not to take revenge, only if he actually does something revengeful. Or actually, it's the emotion of the vengeance which causes the vengeance, which is really the Isser. And for sure, you're not allowed to do anything, but you're not even allowed to have that emotion. So therefore, we're saying, I might have thought that, Gemara reads as follows, Agamar. I might have thought that the Isser of sinner is only if it manifests itself in an actual action, Kamashwan Dobavecha, even, not only if it's in your heart, even if the sinner is only in your heart, it is also awesome. Now as we brought before the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch, which says that a person, when he hates somebody not in his heart but openly, he's not transgressed the Isser of Osusach B'Vecha, but he does transgress the Isser of Leisikon B'Leisikon. Now, the Gemara says what's loisikam? What's the case of loisikam? Case of loisikam is if one person comes one day and says, "Lend me your hammer," and he says, "No, I don't want to lend you my hammer." And the next person comes by and says, "Lend me your saw," and he said, "No, I'm not lending my saw because you lend me my hammer." So the person is over then on loisikam. So the Ravid in Taurus Koyanim on this pasuk of loisikam, right, so which follows the pasuk of Asisach Bavecha, he says as follows: you might think that only the second person, the person who got back at the first person, was Ivan Loisikon. So he writes otherwise. V'im harishon moinoi mishum eva. If the reason why the first person did not lend it is because he dislikes him, he hates him. Kol shekain shu Ivan mishum loisikon zachicha u mishum loisikon. In other words, don't think that it's only the second person. The person who gets back with revenge is the one who's Ivan Lysikon. But the first person, if the reason why he did not lend it is because he hated the person, then he's also Ivan Lysikon. So why does the Gemara say the case where first somebody didn't lend and then the second person, the other person, didn't lend him back? Which would seem that it's only when it's a vengeful act a person is transgresses Lysikon. But if it's just an act of hatred or mere dislike, it's not Lysikon. So he goes on to explain as follows. Gemara is coming to tell you a chiddush. Let's say the first person didn't lend it just because he's worried about it getting broken, or he's a stingy person, and they didn't hate the other person. And now, the person who doesn't want to go back and lend him, so he could rationalize it. His rationalization, listen, he doesn't want to lend to me, I don't want to lend to him. So although the first person is not based on hatred, the second person is based on hatred, but the hatred seems to be justified. So he's over on Lysikon. However, the Rabbit says that if the first person actually did it because of hatred, then he's no better than the second person in the case of the Gemara. He's worse. He had unfounded hatred, something which wasn't based, which was not based on something which happened previously. Rather, he merely hated him and he didn't want to lend to him. So therefore, under a bunch of those, in other words, that's true. The second case of Lysikon, we say clearly, because he declared that the reason why he's not lending it is because the other person didn't lend him. However, when the first person, we don't know, he just said, I don't want to lend it to you. But the Rebbe Shlomo knows the truth. And if it's actually because of hatred, he's over on the Avera also of Lysikon, even though there was no seeming what we call revenge, he wasn't getting back at him. However, he didn't do something because of hatred. But like the Gemara says, in general, Rav Shem say Lysikon and Lysita have to do with something which has to do with money. And if it's something which just has to do not on a monetary level, not in the relationship, on a monetary relationship, something about possessions or dealing with possessions, then there is no Isser of Nikim Natira. Like we said before, the Sefer Chinuch, who says that anyone who hates someone in his heart is over, even although he's not, who hates somebody openly, although he's not over, but he's over, seems to say that any hatred, even if it does not relate to financial matters, also can be included in the Isser of Lysikon of Lysikon. So we've discussed it basically in our Gemara, the three pshatim. The pshat of the Rambam is that the Isser of Lysikon Chavirichol is only where it's held in one's heart. The pirush of the Ramban is that it's also when a person it's not held in his heart, even when it's openly, but there's also a din that a person should not harbor in his heart and should try to work it out. And then Rashi, who says that our Gemara is not speaking about the general Isser of hatred, but it's talking about the not to come to hatred when a person has to do the mitzvah of Teichocha. He may do the Teichocha, however, he may not hate the person who he is being Machiach. So now we're just going to discuss in the light of these mitzvahs of Teichocha, and the question whether a person is over on the Isser of Lysikon Chavirichol, a few other Gemaras where the halacha of Lysikon Chavirichol is brought, and how do we understand them in the light of these Rishonim. Now, the Gemara says in the Dorim, in a few places, the Rambam in the Bingham Dorim, the Aftalit, that Reb Meir says, there's a din, we know that a person who makes an eder, he can go to a chacham, and the chacham can be matter the eder. Now, the basic din of the chacham matter the eder, it's not magic that the chacham takes out the eder. And can I explain? Basically, the idea is that the Chacham shows out that the person actually didn't want to make the Nedar. However, it's not in the level of a total mistake. If it was a total mistake, like he said wrong or he didn't realize totally, then he wouldn't need a Chacham. Here's something which he was cognizant of what he was doing. However, he was missing some information, or he was missing, he didn't know something that he should have known. Had he known that, he would not make a Nedar. In such a case, if the Nedar is valid, however, the Chacham was given the Koyach, Hashem Yisrach Lo, the Chacham is able to be master of the Nedar. And he goes to the Chacham, so the Chacham asked him out, and he said, if you would have known this, if you would have known that. So, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, if a person, personally, min hakasher shebe Torah. That basically we tell them, you know, by doing this, you were over Avera. The one man the says that it's not a good Pesach because no one will have the gall to say, yes, I knew it was an Avera and I did it anyway. However, Rav Meir says that it's Poslim in the Chassim of Torah. Which Pesach? So he says, the Chacham asked him, if you would have known that by making this Neder, let's say he made a Neder and said, I don't want this person ever to eat in my house. I asked for all of my food on this person. I don't want him to have a drop of water in my house. He told me, if you would have known that by making this nether, you're over on the laugh of Loisikon, Loisitor, or Loisitmus Lechicha Bovavecha, would you have made the nether? So, and then the person says, no, I would have never done it. Then when he's punished the nether, the nether goes off. So now, here, the question is, that he made outright nether, open clear nether, and the person heard him, so it wasn't in his heart. So according to those sheetists that say that there's an isser, the isser of l'sistens achicha buvavecha, is only when a person harbors the hatred in his heart. However, like the Rambam says, but if it's not harbored in his heart anymore, then there is no isser l'sistens achicha buvavecha. So how can we be matter and nether on the child if you would have been over l'sistens achicha buvavecha? He's not over on Lassis or Chichol or Vachol. So, the truth is that although, as we explained before, although possibly the to be over the law of Lassis or Chichol or Vachol is only when you have it in his heart, but as we explained, it could definitely be that the idea is because the Torah can only, well, didn't want to ask for the emotion alone. However, a Maisa, a person who does a Maisa to bring out hatred, that will also be over the Issa Losin Sachik HaVodacha. In other words, hatred itself is an emotion. Harboring hatred is a Maisa, that's Asa. Bringing out hatred is also a Maisa. So therefore, the reason why a person will be over Losin Sachik HaVodacha, even though it's open, is because by making a nether, by doing something like that, is something which not only is a manifestation of hatred, it's also a cause. If someone, it'll cause the other person to hate him, it'll cause him to hate him more if now we build our relationship, we force our relationship that we cannot ever have anything to do with each other, and we burn our bridges and cut ourselves off totally by the power of the nether from the other person. So therefore, the person is doing an act, an action which is, it's more than the emotion of hating the person, but he's doing an action which brings on hatred. Whereas there are two types of actions. The Gemara Agamah was talking about an act which is a manifestation of hatred. That means hitting the person, slapping the person. It doesn't, it's not something, as the Rishonim say, as a matter of fact, that act might serve to lessen the hatred. Once a person took it out, it diffused it, and he'll hate him less. However, it's definitely not an act which makes him hate the person more. However, making a nether and cutting the person off, that can be considered a maisa which will increase the hatred. And therefore, similar to the isser of harboring hatred in one's heart, we also have an isser, which we'll see in other places, an isser, something which will bring on hatred. The Gemara brings in other places also this isser of what's this applicable to? The Gemara says in Taita says that it says that Bo'avar Lacha Ruach Kina a person sees that his wife is not acting properly, and is over lachuach kina, and he's makanah, he warns her, right? He warns her and he says, don't anymore, I don't want you anymore to be seen with this person. That's the whole parsha of Saita. And the Gemara says, what's the Torah talking about? That I might think that you're not allowed to do it because lo shishtan zachichu b'vavecha, kamash one, since she's not acting properly, and you're doing it in order that she should start acting properly, therefore, you're allowed to. So once again, seemingly, here is something which is open. He's telling her clearly that Allah, he has to tell her a kini which he doesn't tell her is not a kini. If he doesn't tell her, I'll tell you the whole parsha of Avolav Yerachem Vekiyasisha, he has to tell her. So too, it seems how would the Rambam explain this? The Gemara says that I might be over on that Lachistos Achigul Bovavecha, even though it's outright, and he said it clearly. So once again, here again, it's possible that it's all the way around. At that point, he doesn't hate her at all. However, he tells her, don't do this, and he starts making limitations on her, and that could cause hatred. So I would think that this is a maisa which causes hatred. So therefore, it's daima to the maisa of harboring hatred in her heart, which causes hatred to grow. So too, although manifested hatred is not usur, but doing something which will cause hatred to grow, that is something which is usur. And that the Gemara has to say that since it's a mitzvah of kinoy, it's a mitzvah to do it to stop her from avera. Therefore, we're allowed to do it. But otherwise, to do something, although it's open, it's clear, and but if it's something which will instead of diffuse the hatred, actually cause hatred to grow, then it's an iser of lo yisisna as a chigul b'vavecha. Just to finish off, the Rambam says in Parashat Hilchos Deos, he writes there that a person should never hate another person, even if he felt that he slighted him, or even if he felt that he caused him damage. In other words, he took away the person opened up a store down the street from him, and he thinks that he's taking away from his parnasa. The Rambam brings there that a person, no one can ever take away someone else's. So if a person wants to have an eitzer, how should he know not to bring hatred? He sees somebody doing something, and he sees, and it seems to him that person is taking away his parnasa. Well, still, the person has to think that he's not allowed to hate him, because he has to realize that what you really realize is that everything is nichtav from Umala, Moisav Shalom, Ksubamon, Rosh Hashanah. Everybody has what's right, meant for him. And although it might not be right what the person is doing to him, but he should not think that actually that person is causing him the harm. He's not being nice to him, but he's not causing him any harm, because Einam Nagev Mashal Mukhal Chaver. And this is a klal that Chavetz Chaim brings many times, and the Chavetz Chaim brings Barucha, that if a person wants to one of the ways that a person could breathe is to breathe obviously through and loving the fellow person and not hating them, is for a person to realize that everything that he has, whether and everything that happens to him in this world, we can take it to a very extreme degree. Person, the Chavetz Chaim speaks to this many times. A person embarrasses you. Barabim, comes out, you're walking in the street, 100 people around, and calls you terrible names, accuses of things you didn't do, terrible embarrassment. So now, what is there but to think that this person embarrassed me, I must hate him, look what he did to me, he caused me so much pain, he caused me so much embarrassment, he called me so much nezek, now my customers don't want to come to me because he called me a thief. And still, the Torah teaches the person to realize that a person only does a ma'isa. The outcome is still in the hands of Hashem. And if I got an embarrassment, it was not because this person wanted to embarrass me. The reason I was embarrassed is for some reason the Rabbanu Shalom wanted me to be